I'm asking, what's the most bland, ordinary, run-of-the-mill vegetable in your opinion? For me, I vote the turnip. Snorefest. 0467 922 666. And have you figured out a way to make an ordinary vegetable extraordinary? Give me your tips and your tricks to spruce up a boring vegetable. 0467 922 666. This is all in the name of Nutrition Week, running until the 22nd of October. Nutrition Australia is asking you to, quote, try for five, that is five serves of vegetables, and its mission for this week is to turn the most boring vegetable voted by you, Canberrans, into something amazing. Leanne Elliston, accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia, is with you now. Leanne, which vegetable gets your vote for the most boring?
Oh, well, it's really a tough one because I love vegetables, Alice.
me too.
But and it's hard because they're boring, and then there's those that you just don't really like or don't know what to do with as well. So yeah. I've kind of got these two categories, you know. I'm just still working out. I'm like turnip, that's a challenging one, as is parsnip and eggplant.
Yes. Oh, eggplant. I always find
eggplant. Yeah, I'm working.
Okay. Oh, no, I was going to say eggplant. I considered it and then I moved quickly on because I love just a good grilled eggplant. It really gets that kind of smoky flavour. But your turnip, yeah, as you said, your parsnips, no thanks.
And then there's also those vegetables that, you know, we just get so used to them eating a certain way and you're sort of like, well, what else can I do with them? And something like that in my world is your green peas.
Oh, see,
I love them, but I just keep steaming them. I like them just steamed, and I'm thinking, well, I'm sure there's more we could do with these.
Again, this is where we're divided, Leanne. I was just saying, I'm not a fan of peas, and a lot of people think I'm very strange for that, but I fully support your passion.
Oh, good.
Now, we are, of course, talking about this because it's Nutrition Week. So, Leanne, why is it important to have a week dedicated to something like nutrition?
Oh, look, we've been running Nutrition Week for around 30, 40 years, actually, since Nutrition Australia has begun. Mm-hmm. And it's a key week of Nutrition Australia. So it's just, you know, we should be eating healthy all year round, of course. But Nutrition Week just is an opportunity to share some key things that we've got to be thinking about to make sure that we are eating well. And one of the biggest things and one of the biggest challenges for most of us is to get enough veggies in the day.
Yes.
And we're really up against it.
The theme is try for five, so five serves of veggies. How come five is the recommended goal?
Well, that is, in fact, the recommended number of serves of veggies we should be having as put out by the Australian Dietary Guidelines.
There
was an old slogan a long time ago, go for two and five, two serves of fruit and five serves of veggies. And we're usually pretty good on the fruit side, but the veggies has always been the challenge.
Okay, so on average, how short are Australians falling of the five serves of veg per day target?
Look, you know, we're not doing really well. It's only less than 1 in 10 Australians are actually eating their five serves of veggies a day.
Right, so more than 90% are not getting five serves
Correct.
Of veggies a day.
Correct, absolutely. I mean, most of us, you know, well, actually, many of us are eating some veggies. It's just that we're not eating enough to support our health and well-being. And usually they're pushed out by unhealthy foods in our diet, which you know, lots of processed, highly processed, ultra-processed sort of foods, convenient foods, takeaways, that sort of thing. So, you know, Nutrition Week is all about, or this year Nutrition Week is all about how can we help people learn to love their veggies and get some inspiration around adding more vegetables in their day that they enjoy as well.
I mean,
like,
that's
key. That is absolutely right. And many of us are like, well, I'm not going to eat veggies because I don't like them. Or, you know, but how can we get healthy to like them? And that's what we're really working on this week.
ABC Radio Canberra, you're hearing from Leanne Elliston, accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia. It is Nutrition Week and we are talking about getting your five serves in on the text line. Got to be honest, not a fan of the artichoke. Also, this is controversial because they're technically fungi. I don't know what the technical way to pronounce it is, but anyway, I'm lumping them in with veggies, mushrooms. Absolutely not on board with a raw mushy. Chef Brendan on the text line says, if you crumb parsnips with sesame and panko fry until golden with a sweet soy sesame dressing, delicious. Okay, so that's one trick. Leanne, what are some of your tricks to make veggies more appealing and trick ourselves into eating more of them?
Just lately I've really got into roasting vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your potatoes, parsnips and pumpkin, but things like, which is a classic that we've grown up with. But, cauliflower, I'm so into roasted cauliflower lately.
Oh, nice.
Breaking it into little florets and popping it in a tray in the oven quite high. And you want to drizzle it with a bit of extra virgin olive oil as well. And you can season it with some spices. And when it comes out nice and crunchy, it is so good. It doesn't even make the plate, you know, as in it's in my
you
tummy
eat it
before
straight
it gets
out
to the plate. Yeah, that's right.
So talk me through through your spice rack that you pair with that roast.
Oh, look, I usually put a little bit of pepper, which is nice, but you could put in some paprika on there, a bit of turmeric, anything that takes your fancy, a little bit of chili if you want something a bit spicy. So play around with spices, and I really love to use garlic, some freshly ground, or what do you call it, mushed up garlic.
Oh, okay, so not the full cloves, just the...
Yeah, but, well, you can just chop it up and mix that through, the pressed garlic through, or even a bit of ginger as well, and you mix it in with some oil, extra virgin olive oil, and then that's sort of like your nice... dressing that you would put on top of your vegetables, and then you pop that in the oven and they come out nice and crispy.
Delicious.
Also, you know, kale chips are great. Chopping up your kale
yes.
And just tossing that through some extra virgin, because you do need that bit of healthy fat just to help to crispen them up a bit as well.
I mean, you've got to be careful with the kale like going a bit too far, because that can blacken.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally. Yes, you can easily burn the kale. So you've got to keep an eye on that. You want it just so it's crispened up but not totally black.
Leanne, a question.
Well.
Do you lose many nutrients by roasting veggies?
Yeah, look, you know, any form of cooking, you're going to lose some of the nutritional value, particularly the water-soluble vitamins. So, like vitamin C is probably the most heat-labile vitamin that you'll find is lost through the cooking process. But you do get a lot of vitamin C from your fruits. If you're having some fresh fruit, a couple of pieces of fresh fruit every day, you're getting enough vitamin C from there anyway. And it's the other things in those vegetables that you're still keeping. You know, you've got lots of fibre in there. There's all those wonderful antioxidants as well. And in fact, some antioxidants become more available to the body once those vegetables are cooked. So it's good to have a mixture of cooked and raw vegetables in your diet to get maximum nutrition from it.
Leanne, I think it's worth revisiting, kind of veggies 101. What are the benefits of meeting our five serves of veg per day?
Yep. So key benefits are that they can, if we have enough veggies in our diet, they can help to prevent the onset of chronic diseases later in life. So we know that people who eat a well-balanced diet with enough vegetables are going to have a healthy digestive system, so good fibre. It's going to prevent the onset of things like colon cancer if you've got lots of veggies in your diet, but as well as other cancers. And most importantly, where we've seen a lot of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, that a diet that is sufficient in veggies can actually help to prevent the onset of those diseases from occurring in later life. And the other thing is, before I go on,
please do,
is that if we have more veggies in our diet, we're having a better, veggies they're not very high in kilojoules, right? Mm. So we can eat a lot of veggies without putting on weight. So it's a really good way to fill up and help to control our weight, because, you know, we do have quite a concerning level of obesity and overweight in our society. And by having more vegetables in our diet may help to curb some of those levels of overweight and obesity as well.
Okay, Leanne, let's talk strategies, steps that people can take away and do today to try and sneak more veggies into their diet. Does it start, in the shopping centre? when yeah, you're doing the groceries?
Well,
where do
no,
you start?
It starts before then. We've got a plan. We've got a plan.
Okay.
What we're going to be having.
Very
because
good.
A lot
I love
of us
this.
Might go, yeah, we might go to the farmer's market and go all inspired and get all caught up with all these marvellous vegetables. We take them home and then they just end up sitting in the crisper and we're not doing anything
yeah,
with
guilty.
Them. So there's a real issue with wastage. So we've got to know what we're going to cook with them. We've got to get some inspiration online, look for recipes, check out our website, and then plan it. I'm going to make this, I'm going to need these veggies, and I'm going to go out and buy them to make this dish. And I think that's really, really important. So we don't waste our veggies either.
And then when you get to the supermarket.
And when you get to the supermarket, yeah, finding the veggies. And looking for those that are in season because they're going to be cheaper when they're in season.
Yeah.
And they're going to be closer to, you know, have a better nutritional value as well.
What should we be putting in our meals now that we're heading into the warmer weather?
Warmer weather, we're going to see some more green leafy stuff, you know, more salad-y type options. The cucumbers are going to start becoming more available. And I'm just thinking of what I've planted in my garden.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're not quite at tomato season yet, but the tomatoes are about to be planted. So coming around Christmas time will be lots of tomatoes. And, you know, usually things like spinach, silver beet, there's usually a lot of that available around this time of day of year as well. And you know, the sweet potato, carrots, we'll start to see some zucchinis coming in as the weather gets a bit warmer as well. But we're still seeing quite a few cauliflower, broccoli still quite available too. So we're sort of between seasons, sort of just getting to the end of the winter and into the summer type vegetables. But yeah, looking for the seasonal ones that are going to be cheaper and yeah, buying what you need to cook. So
and
try not to overbuy because you waste.
Yeah, no overbuying. Don't be afraid to get the ugly ones as well.
Don't be afraid to get the ugly ones because they're usually cheaper as well, but just as nutritious and good for us. And the other thing, Alice, is don't be afraid to get the frozen or canned veggies.
Ah, there you
so
go.
So particularly if you want to make a dish and some certain vegetables might be out of season, or some dishes work better with certain canned and frozen varieties as well. So, you know, frozen veg is just as healthy as fresh because there's nothing really added to them. It's just not frozen.
There you go. And you mentioned the crisper before. Obviously, the frozen food we keep in the freezer. Do all the veggies just get whacked into that veggie crisper in the fridge?
Yeah, so again, if you're going with the crisper, make sure that you're storing them properly because we can buy with all good intentions to cook with these veggies and then we go to pull them out and they're like gone all mouldy and crumpy and like, what happened to them so quickly? They look so great the day ago. So things like if you've got your leafy greens, put them in a container with a piece of paper towel. And that's going to help absorb the liquid within that container so that it doesn't sit on the greens and become and risk them becoming a bit frumpy and mouldy. So get into the whole containerizing of certain vegetables because it helps to make them last longer. Sometimes what we might do with the celery, that goes floppy quite quickly. So you can cut the celery and pop that in a container with a bit of water. So in that instance, the celery likes the water because it helps keep it crisp. And if you buy some vegetables like lettuce or any vegetables that come with the roots, so herbs are another great example, rather than just throw them in the crisper, pop them in a cup of water, those roots in a cup of water, and that's going to keep those leaves nice and crisp. And they last so much longer.
I'm taking note myself here. I'm like, okay, how have I gotten to this stage in my life and not done these things? On the text line 0467 922 666, parsnip great roasted with other veg. I always remove the woody centre. Also great in a CSIRO recipe, Italian lamb casserole. A great cool weather dish. That one was from Sue. I would love to hear warm weather recipes as well. If you've got any, 0467 922 666. You're listening to Leanne Elliston from Nutrition Australia. It is Nutrition Week and we're talking about getting our five serves of veg in. Leanne, are you in favour of smoothies with veggies in them? Is that a good way to get to sneak in your five?
Oh, it can be for some people, absolutely. And I think that, you know, think about add in your green leafies into smoothies. It's amazing how much, if you've got like a pretty powerful blender, they can blend up just about anything. Pop in some of your spinach and kale in there if you want to. You could put peas in there. You can also cook up some sweet potato or pumpkin, and blend that into a smoothie as well. So get creative with your smoothie.
I mean, I do have to respectfully disagree at peas in a smoothie, Leanne. That's where I
There goes
think
the peas again.
that's where I'll draw the line. What is the plan? You've got an event coming up finally, Leanne. What's the plan for that?
Yeah, look, we're going to try and turn some of those ordinary, or show people how to turn those ordinary veggies into extraordinary. On Saturday morning this week, we're out at the Fishwick Fresh Food Market, just at the Ziggy's market area, where we're going to be cooking or demonstrating a couple of
Beautiful.
dishes of those vegetables. And I've been, writing down some of those ideas that listeners have been putting forward, and we're going to come up
Perfect.
with something really fantastic
Lovely. There
to
you
do with
go.
those root veggies.
Fishwick Markets this Saturday. What time?
Oh, from 9:30
From
a.m.
9:30 a.m. There you go. Veggie makeovers at Fishwick Markets. Leanne, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Alice. Happy Nutrition Week.
Happy Nutrition Week. Leanne Elliston from Nutrition Australia, chatting Nutrition Week. How about that? Put your veggies in paper towels, roots in a cup. Can't believe that I haven't done that. Here's some Kylie.